Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Thursday, February 12, 2015.
The resolution we submitted today does not call for the deployment of U.S. ground combat forces to Iraq or Syria. It is not the authorization of another ground war.
President Barack Obama urged Congress Wednesday to authorize military action against Islamist State militants in the Middle East. He ruled out large-scale U.S. ground combat operations, but that remains to be seen. While Obama's opponents say his plan isn't robust enough, analysts say a meaningful debate about the war itself has been left off the table completely. Following the shooting deaths of three Muslim university students in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Tuesday, Muslim and non-Muslim mourners held vigils last night, including at Union Square here in New York City. They remembered the lives of 23-year-old Dia Shadi Barakat and 19 and 21-year-old sisters Yusor and Razan Mohammed Abu Salha. Barakat and Mohammed were newlyweds who helped the homeless. They raised funds to help Syrian refugees in Turkey this summer. Police arrested a 46-year-old neighbor, Craig Stephen Hicks. He appeared in court Wednesday on charges of first-degree murder. Chapel Hill police said a preliminary investigation indicated a parking dispute had triggered the shootings. Several U.S. Muslim leaders, though, said the brutal nature of the crime warranted a hate crime investigation from both federal and local law enforcement. The family of the victims joined the call for a hate crime inquiry. Dia Barakat's brother called for calm.
It is quite possible that this was an act based off of evil and a scared, ignorant man. Do not let ignorance propagate in your life. Do not reply to ignorance with ignorance.
He spoke at a vigil in honor of the victims last night. You can follow developments on Twitter with the hashtag #MuslimLivesMatter. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. The proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline, which would bring dirty tar sands oil from Alberta, Canada, has cleared the Republican-controlled Congress. The measure, however, is expected to be vetoed by Obama, and neither the House nor the Senate has the votes to override the veto. The Sierra Club said the only thing congressional Republicans accomplished with the vote is a show of unflinching loyalty to their big oil campaign donors, who put this tar sands pipeline at the top of their wish list.
He had his finger on the trigger, and he fired the gun.
Kings County DA Ken Thompson on the 6-count indictment charging NYPD officer Peter Liang in the death of Brooklyn's Zakai Gurley. 1 count of second-degree manslaughter, 1 count of criminally negligent homicide, 1 count of second-degree assault, 1 count of reckless endangerment, and 2 counts of official misconduct. Liang was arraigned yesterday afternoon. He pled not guilty. The top count of the indictment carries a maximum of 15 years in prison. In response, Communities United for Police Reform said this is only a first step. The NYPD leadership, they say, must be accountable for the use of hyper-aggressive tactics used primarily in Black and Latino communities. They normalize an officer patrolling with a gun drawn in the homes of children and families when no immediate danger exists.
For far too long, the starting point for communities like East Harlem has been at the base of a mountain. Instead, attitudes have to shift. Policies have to be smarter. And systems have to change.
Melissa Mark Viverito, Speaker of the New York City Council, at her State of the City address. This was at an East Harlem housing project, the first time a State of the City speech was made outside of City Hall, signaling a new way of doing things. She said this City Council has operated with unity.
We started by making government more accountable, more democratic, and more transparent. By reforming the council's rules, we took the politics out of funding, creating a formula that brings more resources to the communities that need them most.
Amid a long list of accomplishments and a recipe for the future, the speaker said the city needs to take a comprehensive approach to criminal justice reform and address the fact that too many Latino and Black young men are locked up at Rikers.
For instance, if you are accused of jumping a turnstile or committing other minor offenses in New York City, you may be locked up. And if you can't afford bail, you will spend, on average, 15 days in jail. And the results are predictable. People lose their jobs or their housing and cannot take care of their children while they are in custody.
The council is proposing expanding the use of summonses and desk appearance tickets for minor charges instead of locking kids up. This doesn't sit well with advocates from Vocal New York. They point out that summonses can lead to fines, to court dates, to immigration consequences. They say what must be addressed is racial bias in enforcement. Meanwhile, the city council says it will create a bail fund. That's a get-out-of-jail card for an overwhelming majority of those at Rikers who are there, not because they've been proven guilty of any crime, not because they've done anything wrong, but because they simply can't afford bail. For more on what the city council has done and what it proposes for the city going forward, go to their website, council.nyc.gov. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.